trombone player Bob Mielke.
The Monkey Inn was in Berkeley. It, like the Burp Hollow, had sawdust on the floor. Got pretty rowdy sometimes. We played there, the Bill Erickson Quartet, featuring Big Boy Goody and myself, for many years.
It was a student hangout for UC students, including fraternity guys and so on their first beer bouts. It could get pretty lively and at times a bit rough. It was definitely a let-your-hair-down kind of place.
On the West Coast in the late 50s, his gifts as a clarinet player blossomed. He had a rich, husky tone with relaxed, flowing lines and was equally comfortable supporting a New Orleans-style ensemble or soloing at length. In small combos like these Monkey Inn tapes, Frank let his hair down. Dropping the Creole professor routine, he strode out on long, loping, expressive solos with fire and a clear sense of purpose and direction. Also present on occasion at the Monkey Inn was trumpeter Jerry Blumberg, a versatile and intriguing musician who'd synthesized an appealing style encompassing the grit of early New Orleans jazz and rich harmony of modern swing.
When I first heard these after many years, I was astonished at how wonderful Erickson sounded. I knew he was a good player, but I didn't know he was that good. He had two manners of playing. One was when a bass player is present in the group. That was kind of a light Teddy Wilson sort of style. But if there were no bass player, then he came on like gangbusters with a strong left hand. And that's what's evident on these tapes from the Monkey Inn, that he was trying to be a real rhythm section unto himself. It's really strong, and it surprises me. He was better than I remembered him being.